This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. It's a somber start to the Jewish holiday of Passover.
Nobody should have to worry about their security when gathering with their fellow believers. No one should ever have to fear for their safety when they go to pray. As Americans, we not only need to open our hearts to the families of the victims, we've got to stand united against this kind of terrible violence, which has no place in our society.
The president reacting today to yesterday's attack by a gunman at a Jewish community center and retirement community in Overland Park, Kansas, a suburb of Kansas City. Three people died. The gunman is being charged with first-degree murder. He goes by the name Frazier Glenn Cross. He's a former Ku Klux Klan Grand Dragon with a history of anti-Semitism and a long rap sheet. Joining us now is Mark Potok, senior fellow at the Southern Poverty Law Center. Mark, welcome back.
Well, thank you for having me. Pleasure to be here.
Frazier Glenn Cross is someone well known to your organization.
Yes, his name really is Frazier Glenn Miller. Cross is an alias he's been using. We have tangled with this man over the last 30 years repeatedly. In particular, back in the mid-1980s, he actually plotted to assassinate the founder of SPLC, Morris Deese. He at the time was running a kind of paramilitary Klan outfit called the White Patriot Party. They were really Klansmen, but trained with weapons. In fact, it turned out they were getting both training and stolen military weapons from active military personnel at the time.
How does someone with weapons violations with this kind of a record even get a hold of a gun, let alone stalk a Jewish community center?
Well, of course, I don't know the details, but I think the reality in this country is it's very easy. You go to a gun show, for instance, and buy one, and there you are going through the loophole. You don't have to do any kind of background check. So, I mean, I think as a practical matter, that has never proved to be a problem.
How much of a shock is this to the community of Kansas City, or has there always been a level of tension, an uneasy coexistence?
Well, I haven't spoken to anyone there, but I have no doubt that it was a real shock. In the same breath, though, I should say that in Jewish institutions around the country, in Western Europe, and in particular around Kansas, where there has been quite an active white supremacist movement over the decades, it couldn't have come as a total surprise. The reality is that most synagogues and Jewish institutions in the country have fairly elaborate security. And the sad thing is, it's really necessary.
What is Frazier Glenn Miller's particular ideology regarding anti-Semitism and the Jewish community around the world?
Well, he's essentially a neo-Nazi. He sees Jews as the real evil out there, much worse than black people, brown people, gay people, and so on. He's also – what I would say defines him, though, more than most people in this movement is this is a violent man with violent ideas. He served two tours in Vietnam. He was 13 years in the Green Berets. So this is a scary fellow, a guy who's been around weapons for much of his life and who clearly enjoys using them.
When confronted, he responds. You sued him in the 1980s, and that precipitated his confrontation of your organization.
That's right. We sued him. He signed a consent decree, an agreement whereby he would shut down the group he was then operating, pled guilty to a weapons charge. But then he went on the lam, and it took some 6-7 months before he was in fact caught again by the FBI and ultimately sentenced to prison. And he probably would still be in prison today were it not for the fact that at the time he cut a deal with the federal government, incredibly enough, to testify against other white supremacists in the very famous 1986 sedition trial in Fort Smith.
Extraordinary. Mark Potok, senior fellow at the Southern Poverty Law Center, commenting on the shooting at the Jewish Community Center in the Kansas City area over the weekend. Thanks so much, Mark.
Pleasure to be here.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.